我们开始吧。大家好。
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Tao Libo. I'm from Microsoft. I'm a Silicon Graphic Multimedia. I'm a project manager. My name is Kitui Chao from Intel, Malaysia. So the Applied Application Engineer. Now I'm in charge of this app promoting. So together, we will give you a presentation concerning our Windows 10, the supporting of a new USB connection. So it's not a crosstalk. So we just pick out such a USB as a special chapter, so to support our Windows 10. Some of the innovations, our end users, maybe they could not have the experience of their live improvement. But for some of the other innovation, for our users, how to use this technology, it will make a big difference. And those innovations could help our IHV to have more opportunity to make innovations to seize the business opportunities. So we need our OS software, the firmware, the hardware, the drivers, so we can connect them together to give a better support. And recently, for the USB technology, concerning our Duro and USB Type-C innovation, it's just because of these technologies we can do that. We would like to share with you concerning those two areas. To be more concrete, we'll start with our USB Duro and Type-C. So what are they? And KW, from the hardware perspective, how to have a better support to those new two technologies. And then I'll come back to our platform for our software, from our firmware, and the drivers, how to integrate them together to have a better cooperation, to offer a better user experience. We'll start with our Duro. So you might be very familiar with Duro. So we have some Microsoft terms. So I would like to give you a separate presentation. So from Duro, its name covers two roles. So what are those two roles? Just imagine such a scenario where you have a USB connecting our PC. So in the USB, some photos, some music. So we can play those music. In such a scenario, our PC is a host of USB. It's a host mode for our USB device to send the, to call the data and also to give the power. In such a scenario, USB is used as a USB device. It's a response to the call and from the host to get the power. So the so-called Duro, or one device, can be used as both a USB host and as a USB device. So it's a USB OTG. So in Windows 10, so we have support for Duro in Windows 10, especially for the Windows mobile device. So we pre-built our support for Duro. For the peripherals, the keypad, our mouse, and USB, we as a USB Duro or OTG cable to connect our phones. So the phones could be used as a USB host. In another scenario, so our Windows 10 on the Windows phone could connect our PC for the synchronization of our data and power supplies. Our Windows phone in Windows 10 is used as a USB device. So from the perspective of our end users, the USB Duro, the core value is that our Windows phone could be more efficient. In some scenarios, you can have our Windows phone as editing for our files. So following that, we'll talk about our USB Type-C. So this is quite a hot topic in our industries. This is our USB Type-C, the connector. It has 24 pins. So it's a positive and negative. It's a very small USB user experience improvement. Such an improvement could help our users to get out of troubles. You have such experience, you have a USB, you are so eager to connect our PC, but it's difficult. You have to flip your USB. We have a USB Type-C. You don't have to do that. Just insert once, it could succeed. For USB Type-C, it is only one of our technology innovations. So otherwise, we should not sit here. What is more important, USB Type-C design concept. One cable to cover everything. So that means one cable or one interface to connect or replace all those data cables or other cables. Maybe you cannot see it from here. So you can see the setup of our demo. On the table, we have a lot of data lines for power supply, for the data transfer, or for the output of video and audio, different cables. So we wish with our USB Type-C, just a single type cable to replace all those functions. Just imagine, maybe for the rehab next year, we can use one USB Type-C cable to achieve that. From our end user perspective, so what are the benefits to our users concerning Type-C? They don't have to worry about the different interfaces or connectors. From our IHV perspective, so our understanding with the use of USB Type-C, one connector, so we can cover all the connectors in the past. So when we design our hardware or end terminals, we try to use the minimum connector space. We can leave the spaces for others and for batteries or smaller device or lighter device. Our competitors already started to push such a design, so we hope together with our chipset vendors, so we can push forward our Type-C in our Windows 10. So one cable can cover everything to have even lighter and smaller devices possible in the future. So you might have a question. Those dual-row and Type-C, they are very good technologies. So what kind of support we can get for Windows 10? So from the user's scenario, our support for Type-C and dual-row, we'll start with our desktop. So a very hot designing concept, that is two-in-one. We have a tablet, and we could attach our keyboard and some other peripherals. So we could turn it into a very efficient laptop. So in such a scenario, so we can use a lot our USB Type-C technology, or could be covered by all the USB Type-C. This is our tablet, our host. We can connect them with our Type-C, and also with Type-C to connect our peripherals, our system power supplies, our Windows phones, to do the power charging and also the transfer of data. We can use our alternator mode to connect our display to the external displayers. This is concerning our Windows desktop. How about a Windows phone? In Windows 10, we can support USB dual-row. It could connect our popular peripheral of USB to our Windows phone. We can do the keyboard, mouse, hub, and USB connection. And if our Windows phone could support USB Type-C in future in hardware. With Type-C, we could do a faster charging of power, and also for the displays. For the game controller, so I will give you the following sharing later. So how to do some specialized customization of the hardware. Now this is our demo one concerning our Windows Mobile 10 for the dual support. Originally, I want to use a demo, but we do have some problem with Wi-Fi today, so that's why I changed it to a video. This is our video, our mouse, keyboard, and a USB hub with a USB OTG cable connecting our latest engineering machine. So on this machine, we run our Windows 10 OS. So maybe it's not so clear. So what we are running now is an application, it's a Firefox Explorer. So it's very popular for the desktop. For the USB OTG connecting our Windows phone. So from USB, it is automatic detection of this device. So there is an arrow pointing to this machine. We can open our Word document to do some editing from our end user's point of view.
When you have some emergent situations, when you only have the cell phones, you can actually connect to other devices to edit your files. This is also a core value of Windows. That is to say, we want to help our end users efficiently in their work and also daily life. Then I would like to pass on to KW. Please use the microphone. The interpreters cannot hear. Please use the microphone. Please use the microphone. The interpreters cannot hear. 请用话筒，翻译听不到，请用话筒。All right. Now let's see the Type-C support duo. And I would like to analyze the USB Type-C connected pin down and also its structure. Because when you design a support Type-C system, well, actually, you need to know what is the amazement of Type-C connective. First of all, you can have two types. One is the receptacle, and the other is the plug. So actually, there is a difference between these two. Well, actually, Eric just mentioned the Type-C connected structure. So now I would like to elaborate on it. Well, actually, the main purpose is to support the back and forth. So that's why there is some amazement for the design of the Type-C connected. And you can have each and every pair of information and message, and you can have two groups of ground and also one group of power and also another pair of differential pack to support the USB 3 information and also support other MHL and DisplayPort and other messages. And also you can have another pair of two USB 2.0 message interface, and also you can have the slower differential path like audio or debug, etc. And also you can have a configuration channel CC pick, and also SPU and auto mode. And you can see the faster differential path too. So for this connector structure, actually, if you put it back or forth, well, actually, you can do the trick. The only difference is that each and every pair of the information will be different. For instance, if you have the TS1, and if you put it in another way, then you can have the TS2. So the structure can also support both ways. And also when we talk about the function, we also I would like to now move on to the plug. Well, actually, you can see actually the majority is the same. The only difference is that in the USB 2.0, well, actually, this is slower message. So that is why in terms of the design, we can have the two groups of information and this path, and also for the CC ping, and we only have one line for CC, so later I will elaborate on this design of the structure. And just now for Type-C, well, actually, we only have one group of the control message. So for all the functions, we need to have the configuration channel to control it. So the CC ping is actually very, very important. And now we would like to move you on to all the things supported by CC1 and CC2, and the detection of the port. When you connect one CC, and you can actually have the USB definition for CC1 or CC2, and also you need to have some pulled out. When connected actually through CC ping, and you can find out whether there is a plug or not. And also, I just mentioned the orientation of the cables. How to know the orientation of the cables? Well, actually, we only have one CC ping, because anyway, you only have one CC ping. So back to the previous slide. For instance, the CC is connected to CC1, then it's actually positive or it's negative. So through this connection system, you can know whether this device is back or forth. And another thing merits emphasis is that when you plug in the device, the system needs to know if it's host or device. So this also needs to be known whether this device is a host or a device, because we need to understand on type C, because it adds dual roles. So one of the two might become a device model. So for the CC function, well, actually, it also includes the DFP and also UFP. When there are two hosts, one of the hosts needs to become a device. In this way, it can have the dual role port. Previously, I mentioned some simple implementation and you can achieve it. However, now I would like to move on to some complicated solution. First of all, I would like to talk about the USB Type-C power. And actually, there are different types. If you plug in a device, first of all, this host or the device itself, how many types of power can be supported, and through the pull down or pull up of CC pin, and also the communication on it, you can know the information. And later, for the alternate mode and other interface apart from USB, then mainly you need to through CC pin. And maybe you have the structure PDA message to know whether this device should have the alternate mode. And when it happens, what kind of interface it requires. And for VCON, last but not least, previously on this slide, you can see that on a plug, one of the CC pin will be come a VCOM. So this is also a function of it. Why it happens? Because VCOM, it's an active cable. Why do we need an independent VCOM power under Type-C? Because it supports the USB PD. So for the V-bus is 5 voltage, and even it can change from time to time. So that is why we need to have a VCOM pin to have a stable voltage. And it has a stable 5 voltage of electricity and maximum 500 mA. And you can also see from this slide that if you have a host and also a device, then the active cable will be connected to host. As I mentioned, you only have one CC pin to be connected. Another one, which is not connected, will become a VCOM. So the host needs to change it into power. And the Type-C support different kinds of voltage and also the power. You can see that actually it can support USB 2.1 or USB 3.1. And well, actually, maximumly it can support 900 mA of electricity. But if you want to support some quick charge, then you can have a USB BC 1.2. And currently, we're using it. And under these circumstances, the maximum current will be up to 1.5. The USB Type-C current 1.5A, well, actually, it's quite simple power option. Well, actually, In this way, you can have the 3A of current. And later, I will elaborate on the Type-C electricity and power. And for the power option, well, actually, you have the USB PD. Under these circumstances, you can supply from 5 to 20 voltage of, and also the configurable up to 5 N. Another thing, merit emphasis is that USB and PD are independent from each other, and for the Type-C, maybe it doesn't support USB PD. However, under the alternate mode, it needs the structured vendor-defined messaging to communicate. So that is why under USB Type-C, to support alternate mode, you need the USB PD. And last but not least, for the V-bus, it's different from the traditional V-bus because the traditional V-bus is on. However, under Type-C, the V-bus is off until it finds out some device. Then it can turn on. Because we don't know the device and host which power option should we use. So that is why when I mentioned all those power options, it doesn't necessarily say that we can only change or opt for one mode. Well, actually, we can support all modes. So, if the PD negotiation is failed, then it will try for other operation or mode. And later, it will support the USB 2.0 or USB 3.1. And also, I would like to talk about the two options. First of all, the 1.5 ampere. And for the CC pin, you can have a pull-up. If you want to support the Type-C current, then what kind of pull-up should you use? I have given you an example that if the system would like to support the 5 voltage and also 3 ampere, then the CC pin will be pulled up to 5 voltage. And also you need to have a 10K ohm. So you have the pull up and also pull down. When connected, there is a voltage appearing, and also you can know what kind of power option can the host support. Apart from this, if you want to have a support dual role and also the Type-C system, you may going to use some new components. First of all, in order to have the dual connections, you need to have a crossbar mux. And what is the difference between a crossbar mux and a traditional mux? Because the crossbar is actually a two-way street. And for instance, if you plug in like this, the message is connected like this. For instance, the DP is connected in this way. However, if you put it another way, then the crossbar can change it in another way, which is the difference between the traditional mux and the crossbar mux. And also, maybe you use some redriver or retimer. If you have too long a line, then maybe you need to have this component needed. And also, maybe you need a new cable or new connectors. And also, under dual role or alternate mode, maybe you use the USB PD controller. And also for the ESD protection and also EMI reduction component. Why do I mention this? Actually, the most majority you have heard before. The only difference is that in terms of the design, well, actually, traditionally, the components only support USB. However, under USB Type-C, you can support alternate mode. And for the same message or the information, it can be USB or PD or other groups of information. So that is why maybe you need new components, because currently these components not only support USB but also any given information. And also I would like to move on to the design of the system. One is to support USB and without alternate mode with low cost. And the other way is to support the alternate mode. So first of all, I would like to talk about the system which supports only USB. For this design of the system, well, actually, there are two ways of operation. One is low cost way. We actually have two USB 3 ports connected to Type-C USB 3. And also for the USB 2, because it has low frequency, so for the Type-C, the information can be sent. And under this mode, and I just mentioned the two ways of plugging in, or different information and different devices are connected. So you need to pay attention that if you want to use this solution, then for the Type-C connector and also the USB connection should be reported to OS, because other way the OS cannot understand this. So our suggestion is that we can use the PI mapping mode. In this way, the different connection of the USB can be reported to OS.
As for the CCP, so talk about a lot of functions for CC pin. If you want to, don't want to support alternate mode, you don't need such a, but there is want to support a dual role, you do need PID control. And also for the dual role, so for different port, you have to make sure the two ports are available for support dual role. If you cannot support alternate mode, so what we mentioned just now, the ACC must be use a discrete logic or integrated controller. Another approach, one USB 3 port with a MUX or crossbar MUX and switched over to two USB 3 pins. This solution must go through a CC port detection orientation for device for which pin and with one controller to control MUX or crossbar MUX for the USB signal switched to the relevant pins. For USB 2, so there is no difference. It could be directly connected. For this solution, if you want to support a dual role, so we suggest using this solution. For dual role, they need additional software and firmware for support or embedded controller. So how to do the alternate mode? So before we have the diagram, so we just repeat our alternate mode function. So I've said so many times, so to support any interface in addition to USB. So the fundamental requirement, you should have this USB connection. No matter what kind of interface you want to support, USB must be there. This is the basic requirement. For the connection, we have the USB PD structure vendor, the define message to coordinate those alternate mode. For if they failed, we have to support a billbox device to report those errors to the OS. And Aaron will give you more information. For the text support, to support the alternate mode, including the display port. For the USB spec, any interface could be used for a Type-C connector. So this is what Aaron repeated. So it's a one connector, cover all. So of course it's possible, it's likely in the future with our appropriate configuration, any interface could be used for a Type-C connector. This is a full-featured Type-C connector. This is a system diagram. We use USB plus display port as an alternate mode. If you want to support USB plus DP alternate mode system, USB 3 and DP signals with crossbar MUX connecting to Type-C connector. USB 2.0, and also they have to connect other signals to a crossbar MUX. This is an audio case. You want to support a display alternate mode. For VESA, it's already defined. So what is despectable? All the connection is defined by VESA. For VESA definitions, display port, other signals, Aux plus, and hot plug detect is already defined. For Aux plus and Aux minus, connecting SBU1, SBU2. For hot plug detector function will be replaced by CC. So they have the way to detect whether you have a display monitor. For if they detected any monitor with a PD or EC to transfer to our host hot plug detector. Okay? Now we have prepared our demo 2. It's a full-featured Type-C connector functions. Before that, so we don't need any Wi-Fi, it's okay? So this is our camera is too small. So you can see it. This is from our Intel. Our next platform system, they have a USB Type-C connector. It could support a USB PD and a display port as an alternate mode. So first of all, we would like to demo how to use Type-C for power supplies. This is a Type-C power supply for powers. And then I want to show you the display port functions. This is an NXP demo device, NXP. So for the device in the market, We don't have too many. This is a demo for USB and DP support. In this demo case, we use it as a supporting USB port and DSP port, the Type-C monitor. This is a Type-C power supply. This is a Type-C connector. So I use this power supply to power this board. This is our Type-C power supply. So as you can see, with our Type-C connector to power this board. And now I have our traditional AC brick. I can do the real-time switch over from a Type-C supply to the traditional AC supply. So now the Type-C cable has already been moved away, so we use our traditional AC brick to power this board. Now we would like to connect it to our device. This is a C2C cable. It could be a DP with a DSP port to connect our system. Now I've already connected with our USB down drive. This is our down drive.
This is actually for this guy. Apologies.
Sorry for that. I used the wrong AC brick. So this device has no power yet. So I have to change to the power supplies.
OK， 好，现在我就把这个 Type C 的。
Now we can connect this Type C device. Now it already detected my USB.
OK， 现在我把它接上一个
Now it's OK. We have a VGA output.
OK.
So just now, our output is through our VGA. Now it's already switched to VGA. This video.Is done through our Type C connector. Okay, that's the end of this demo. So now I pass it to Tang. This is a kind of docking station. My tablet is connected to this Type C. So if this board is included in this screen, it's a Type C screen, it's a C2C connection.Supporting the Type-C display board for video, and also could support a USB connection. So still relying on this quite classical solution.
大家可以
from KW presentation, we know USB Type-C and dual means new connectors, new user experience, and also means new business opportunities. We might have more new devices available in the following 6 months. So we are waiting to see more new devices available.Now we talk about our user experience of Windows 10. And also KW talk about what should we do in hardware. So following that, we'll give you a very brief introduction concerning our software. So our Windows 10 OS, how to support Type-C and dual. And normally we need our OS software, our firmware, our drivers working together for this support.So we'll give you some information concerning our OS. how to work together with all of you, our firmware, our drivers, engineers for this development. So we'll talk about first our dual-row Type-C. And in addition to that, we have a dual-row and Type-C for our end users, a lot of flexibilities. It might be their own expected user scenario, and the hardware and the software's support are not compatible. So we'll give you some information. How do we support that from our Windows 10? So we'll talk about dual-row first. For the user's experience, as we said, the major improvement based on Windows 10 for the Windows mobile equipment to support a dual-row. That is to say, a series of USB peripherals connected to our Windows phone. Our Windows phone will offer more and more powerful keyboard editing capabilities compared with desktop. So you will know how to start from OS to give those support for our PC. For the USB peripherals, we have been supporting it for many years. We have two ways of support. One is our popular peripheral, our keyboard, our mouse, our hub, and also our audio and USB with our embedded drivers. We can support that for our users' experience. If they connect to our PC, so it can give a direct support without doing anything. For our desktop, for some special USB equipment, we can add additional drivers. For the mobile, some of the approach, we use the similar strategies. We've already pre-built some popular support of the for our demos. That is the keyboard and the mouse. If you connect it to our phone, you don't have to do anything without any additional process. It could work directly.
On the slide now, you can see all the devices supported by this. However, for the desktop or the mobile, and there is a slight difference in terms of the OS design because different usage experiences, we have fine-tuned the design. For the desktop, we encourage people to plug in different devices, and also you can add in some different apps. However, for the mobiles, we need different requirements for the stability, so we don't suggest you add on those devices. And for all those support for the Windows dual-row, well, actually for those ordinary support and WinUSB and also USB serial and also USB head device, all these devices can be supported internally. And for some special, like the downbox, for the API and the stack and also DDR, and our solution is that on the API, and we actually ask our partners to have the access to these three kinds of devices. And in this way, we can have a driver. And when we compile an application and universal application, in this way, we can have the access to the three kinds of devices. And also for the Windows Phone, we can also support this. Apart from the dual-row, we actually, for Windows 10, in terms of the support for Type-C, and KW just mentioned, we need OS software, and also the chips, and also the tailor-made OS to do this. And also, we mentioned For the type C, we only use one line to charge and also to have the alternate mode for those videos and also the audios to be put out. And also for those drivers, we also need some interaction. In this way, we can support three functions. And in terms of the statistics flow, we have already reached a very mature stage, so we don't really need to do something for the drivers. However, in terms of the alternate mode and also the charging, and we need to have the supply from our chip suppliers. And also in this way, they need to do some configuration for the charging. And for the result and also the status of the charging, we need a series of ACPI and control mini port to report to OS. And in this way, the OS can tell the end users the status of the charging. And in terms of the flow of the audio and also the video, from the perspective of OS, we rely on our chip suppliers to achieve this. And also for the agreement of the alternate mode and also the analysis of the alternate mode and also the ping, and we can do all the configuration on this level. And from the perspective of the OS, well, actually, we can see that the IP block have been visited, but we don't know the physical connection, whether we use the real Type-C line or we use the display port, because OS do not tell the difference, as I mentioned. So, today, because time is really limited, so we cannot elaborate on this and we cannot go into details for all these. And in the next few months, and we would like to cooperate with our suppliers to share with you our information. And last but not least, I would like to talk something about the Juro Mystics and also the Type-C. Because for Type-C, end users can connect different devices freely. However, maybe the hardware do not support this. So that is why the OS needs to interact very effectively and efficiently to detect any given mistakes. So in this way, through some appropriate interfaces, you can solute this. And for the Juro situation, there are some situations when the hardware or the software cannot support at the same time. For instance, for the PC or the desktop, it cannot be connected by just a single line, or the two phones cannot be connected. And we actually support the mouse or the keyboard. However, some outer devices, it cannot be supported internally. So in this way, the OS will actually have the internal logic to detect any mistakes, as I mentioned. So in this way, the end users can see an appropriate interface to see what is really happening. And if possible, they can do something about it. And in terms of the charging for the drivers, they need to have some configuration. However, if there is any mismatch, OS should be reported. And currently, we are not planning to develop the management of the charging. However, we would like to have your feedback to know whether we need to have some internal interface for this. And also, KW mentioned in terms of the failed agreement negotiation for the device perspective, the OS need to detect there is a failed agreement and also to show to the end users that, well, actually the alternate mode is not supported and you need to do something about it. So from Duro to USB Type-C OS needs to, together with drivers, to have a final solution. And we have already mentioned something about the mistake tuning. And also, I would like to mention that in terms of the roles of the OEM and also Type-C, well, actually on the OS, we have a port, a special port, to collaborate with our suppliers of chips. And first of all, we can actually analyze the roles and report to OS whether this is a host or a device. And also under some special circumstances, OS will have a change of role, for instance, from host to a device or from a device to a host. So for this, we have a port from OS to other devices. We also need the support for this. On this slide, we actually want to share with you that we actually have a development and also the experiment platform for the USB, and we have a relatively complete platform, which is also an advantage of Microsoft. And there are two parts of it. One is that you can see the hardware and also a series of applications and also other things. For instance, after we have developed a pad, then we can actually connect it to the USB. And from the PC, we can operate it and also visit this device and also to experiment on it. And it includes some basic USB outflow of information and also the USB support and also the dual row switching test. And this device is actually on the market right now. And we have a really detailed manual for how to operate this device. And also, during the testing, we also need this kind of device. And we have this device, which is really new, so that in the coming few months, we would like to have a new edition to support Type-C. And what KW and I and now would like to review what we have just said. And in summary, well, Duro and Type-C have provided us a new user experience, and also because of the new ports and also the new devices, so we will have some new opportunities of business. So that's why we would like to seize this opportunity with all of you to develop some really cool devices. And we also need the OS and the chip suppliers and also all of you present here to talk about this and also to pull our wisdom and collaborate so that we can have a really bright future for Windows 10 and Duro as well as the USB Type-C. If you have any information, don't hesitate to contact us.